And Susan Jackson has the 8 o'clock news.
Iranian state television has reported there were explosions overnight close to the airport and an army base in the central city of Isfahan. The country ordered air defences to be activated in several cities. Blasts have also been reported in other areas of Iran and in Iraq and Syria. US officials have told US media that Israel has attacked Iran and that US government was given advance warning. This comes after Israel said it would retaliate against Iran for drone strikes against it at the weekend. Official media outlets in Iran said flights were suspended to some cities but have since resumed. An Iranian official told the Reuters news agency that the blasts heard in Isfahan resulted solely from the activation of the country's air defence systems. Michael Singh is a former senior director of Middle East Affairs at the White House National Security Council. He said the US government always hoped that Israel's response would be limited.
Frankly, quite tough to know exactly what the Israeli response was, because Israeli officials are being quiet, which is probably a good thing if you're interested in containing this conflict. And frankly, it's good news that the Iranian officials so far are being so dismissive of the attack. If this is all it is, and this is now concluded, the Biden administration will be relieved, I think.
The United States has vetoed a resolution calling for Palestine's full membership of the United Nations. The Palestinian request has wide support among UN member states, but the US said it would not allow Palestinian membership before a bilateral peace agreement was reached between Israel and Palestine. From the United Nations in New York, here's our global security reporter, Yvonne Murray.
It was a moment everyone had expected. The US mission to the United Nations had been clear in the weeks before that it would deploy its veto if the Council held a vote on Palestinian membership. 12 members of the Council voted in favour, with 2 abstentions from the UK and Switzerland, meaning that it was the US veto alone which blocked the bid. In his explanation, the US Deputy Ambassador Robert Wood said it was premature and that a vote on membership now would not help the Palestinians achieve statehood. The Israeli Ambassador Gilad Erdan thanked the United States for preventing what he said would have been a reward for terror. The ambassador of the non-member observer state of Palestine, Riyad Mansour, was emotional as he addressed the council after the vote, saying it would not break their will or defeat their determination. Supporters of the Palestinian bid expressed their disappointment. The Tornister Michal Martin wrote on social media that it was past time for Palestine to take its rightful place amongst the nations of the world. The General Assembly will now debate the matter, but in the absence of Security Council backing, this latest Palestinian attempt to secure full UN membership has for now failed. Yvonne Moriarty News at the United Nations in New York.
The Irish Red Cross has renewed its appeal for members of the public to consider pledging a room in their homes for people fleeing the war in Ukraine. The Safe Homes appeal is also seeking people with vacant properties to consider hosting families in an effort to take pressure off state and private accommodation. Our social affairs correspondent Alva Keneally reports.
In March 22, the Irish public was called upon to help Ukrainians fleeing war. At the request of the government, the Irish Red Cross established and managed a register of pledges for accommodation and services. Initial teething problems resulted in criticism from those who offered accommodation but didn't hear back. Despite those early hurdles, there are now over 10,800 beneficiaries in almost 5,000 properties nationwide. But there's growing concern that homelessness amongst Ukrainians could rise. A new government policy means those who register for temporary protection will now be accommodated for a maximum of 90 days. The head of migration at the Irish Red Cross, Niall O'Keefe, has appealed to the Irish public once again to open their hearts and homes to those who have fled Ukraine. The charity has also called for a more sympathetic accreditation system for Ukrainians with professional qualifications, especially in areas where there is a scarcity of work.
The Health Service Executive has announced a spring booster vaccination campaign for protection against COVID-19. The HSE has urged those aged 80 and over and people aged 5 and above with a weak immune system to avail of the vaccine. People in care facilities who are deemed to be vulnerable if infected are also being encouraged to get inoculated. The programme gets underway with the rollout of the free COVID-19 vaccine from Monday. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Take home heating efficiency to new levels with Grant's air-to-water heat pump and underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be dull this morning with isolated drizzle. There'll be sunny spells this afternoon after cloud disperses. Highest temperatures will range from 12 to 15 degrees.